Guten Erev Shabbos. In the Haftarah of Parshas Vayigash, we have the wonderful incident where the Rabbein Shalom tells Yecheskel Hanavi to take two pieces of wood, inscribe each one. On one he should write the families of Yehuda, and one he should say refers to the families of Aseres HaShvatim, and put the two pieces of wood together, let them be one, symbolizing how the two Malchios, the tremendous split which happened in Klal Yisrael between Aseres HaShvatim and Malchus Yehuda, will one day come back together, they'll be one, under one banner, under one Melech, Melki David Melech Aleim, Avdi David Melech Aleim. And in the Pasuk says, V'Avdi David Melech Aleim, V'Roya Echad Yelechum, there'll be one shepherd leading them all, U'Mishpata Yelechu, they will go in my Mishpatim, Chukoysa Yishmeru V'Asa Oysam. Chaya, we're speaking about the Achdus. Why does the Pasuk speak about that they'll keep the Mishpatim? People keep Mishpatim even when they're fighting. So why, when we're speaking about this of Torah, speaking about coming back together, Klal Yisrael being one, why is it mentioned, Mishpata Yilechu V'chukais Yishmu V'asu Oysam? That is one question. Pasuk continues and says afterwards, V'charati Lehem B'Shalem, B'Shalem, which again, which is the theme of the Haftarah, the Shalem which Klal Yisrael will have in the future. V'hoyim Mishkani Aleim, Shem says, my Shechina will rest upon them. I'll be Rabbi Yishalim for them, and they'll be my nation. Chayyur again, people are serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, even unfortunately in situations of Machlekes. So the answer is, of course, that there's two ways to serve the Rabbi Yishalim. The Orches HaSadikim, Orches HaSadikim in beginning of Shara Chi, Shara Simcha, speaks about negative Simcha and positive Simcha. One of the examples of negative Simcha is somebody who is Sameach, who rejoices when his friend stumbles in Avodas Hashem, or his friend stumbles in a lack of knowledge, he makes a mistake, or a boy in the class who smiles when another boy doesn't answer a question correctly at a farher. And the Orch Sadikin gives a mashal. Mashal shetzarech shetavin, a mashal which you need to understand, says Orch Sadikin. There was an Eved who serves his king faithfully. The slave who serves his king faithfully, if he sees anybody rebelling against the king, he will feel terrible. He hears someone speaking negatively against his king, he's going to feel pain. He hears someone deriding his king, he's going to stop and make a macha. But if this slave is happy when he sees how only he is the good slave and everybody else, all the other slaves, are stumbling, making mistakes, and he rejoices, I'm the better one, he's not a faithful slave. He's a chaver le'ish mashches. He's a terrible person, says the Orch Sadikim. Someone who's sameach imichshol chaveroi, he's not interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu having nachas, then he would hope that nobody will stumble in Avodas Hashem. We'll give another mashal. If a child loves his father dearly, he's not going to want that he be the one who brings nachas and all the other ones don't. If he wants to be the only one that's bringing nachas to his father and everybody else should make mistakes, then he doesn't like his father, he just loves himself. But a Eved Nemun, a Ben Nemun, wants everybody to mechabed the king, the father. And says Orch HaSadikim, and that is why Reb Nachum ben Akana, famous, used to say a tefillah, which we pask, and you're supposed to say before you begin to learn Torah every day. Part of the tefillah is Al Yikashu Chaveri B'Dvar Halacha V'Esmach Ve'em. I should not feel simcha, right? Mashar and Rashi have two pshatim. I shouldn't be b'simcha when my friends stumble, or I should be b'simcha because they're not stumbling. Either way, Chas V'Shalom, says the Orch HaSadikim, Reb Nachum ben Akana knows there was a problem in his dar. People sometimes would rejoice when they're able to be victorious and have a better pshat or stuck their friend in learning, able to bust their friend in learning, even so, I got the right shot, they would be besimcha, so you're not learning for the Rabbi Shalom, you're learning to feel good about yourself. But if you're doing for the Rabbi Shalom, then you're searching for the truth, and you'll be happy only when your friends also find the emes. The Halakhic Sav Sefer, beginning of Parshas Korach, speaks about the lashon of the Mishnah in Avos. Then the Mishnah says, "Ezi machoikis shem shemaim, machoikis hilo v'shamay. Ezi machoikis hilo v'shamayim, karech v'adase." What is this lashon at the beginning of the Mishnah? Soifel iskayim, ainu soifel iskayim. And why is it being redundant? It goes over again and says hilo v'shamay. Two definitions of what a machoikis shem shemaim is. Sav Sefer says, no. This is explaining you what. Not what's going to happen to Machlokes Shem Shemaim. He's explaining to you what is a Machlokes Shem Shemaim. What is a Machlokes Shem Shemaim? When Hillel and Shammai would fight, it wasn't for fighting's sake. It was for truth's sake. To find out what the Dvar Hashem is. Ksav Sefer says, Shammai would not stam argue with Hillel. And Hillel would not stam argue with Shammai. They would turn to one each other and they would say, "My brother, I don't think you have ripe shot. I'd like to prove to you what the real pshat is. Let's find the emes together." And if he would know there's no point, he's not going to listen, then he would be quiet. Because it wasn't about arguing. It was about helping each other arrive at the truth. So the Lashon Soifel Iskayim is not a reward. It's what the goal, what the definition of Machlokes Shem Shemaim is. You're trying to find a kiyum. Mash'enki Machlokes Shem L'Shem Shemaim. It's just a hack, just a tumult. Even if you know no one's going to listen to it at the end, you still speak up and you argue just for argument's sake. Ayin Shom, the beautiful words of Ksav Sefer, beginning of Parshas Korach. Chaim V'lozhner, in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, by the Memches Dvarim Shatayr Niknes Behem. So Mishnah says, or the Braisa says, V'noisei ba'olam chaveiroi. And normally, you understand, noisei ba'olam chaveiroi means to have beautiful midas, and of course many mefarshim say that a lot of the Torah of the Memchas Dvarim is totally midas tovus. But Rav Chaim V'lozhner says, nay, Noisei Ba'olam Chaveiroi is also referring to learning how. Noisei Ba'olam Chaveiroi means listen to his pshat. Really listen to your chavrus's pshat. You think he's off the wall, you think he's saying something meshuga? No, you stop, and you listen. What's he saying? Let me really try to concentrate. I know it sounds wild, and maybe he really, really is having a nice pshat. Like the Gemara says, Tirgim Rav Aliba Da Abaye, and all the things, he tried to answer his opponent's question. He tries to say, maybe my friend is right, that's Noisei Ba'olam Chaveiroi, I'm learning Noisei Ba'olam Chaveiroi. And even if you're convinced that he's right, you still try to listen. And that's why it says right afterwards, Ma'amida El Emes, because the goal is to try to find the truth, not to shtachim, not to be right. So you're both together working and trying to find the Emes. Ma'amida El Shalom, like Ksav Sefer says, Chaim V'lozhner, the same thing. If you see there's no point, then just be quiet. Not like those chavrus afterwards. So isn't that what I said? Or any of these types of things. You don't have to prove your point. You're looking for the Emes. That's all it's about. The Mele, that's a pshat in the what we said before from the pasuk in the Haftarah. We asked, why does the Haftarah speak about being shomer mitzvahs? Av yidavin melech aleim, v'roya echad yeh l'chulam, v'mishpotai yelechu v'chukai se yishmu v'asa v'aysam. Keep the mitzvahs. People keep mitzvahs anyways. No, there's two types of keeping mitzvahs. There's keeping mitzvahs. I have the right way and you have the wrong way. I have the right zman krishma, you have the wrong zman krishma. But no, if our goal is, all of our goal is to serve the Rabbi Shalom, and we stay focused on serving the Rabbi Shalom, not on me being a from yid. I want to bring nachas atata and shamayim. The mishpatei ilecho, mishpatai ilecho, chukaisai yishma, the Ebershah says, my mitzvahs, my mishpatim, that's what you're focused on. Then you will have achdus. If every yid says, my goal is to serve the Rabbi Shalom, yes, he wears a yarmulke like that, he wears a kippah like that, he wears a type of tzitzis, these are his minhagim, he's different minhagim, it doesn't matter, we all have the same goal of serving the Rabbi Shalom, then even if someone has a different way, it can still be achdus. But if each person is divided for himself, it's not shaykh to have achdus. In the Sefer called Sefayich, on this week's Haftarah, brings a medvish in Pashas Vayechi. He asu v'agid alachem es ha-shayikre eschem ha-acharis ha-yomim. Yaakov tells the Shvatim. So the Medrash says, Rav Acha oma he asvu hitaharu. Purify yourselves. Rabbanan say, Sival ha-machloikis. Amalohan, he told him, Tahoin kulchem ha-sif ha-achas. You have to, chas ha-shalom, not be ha-machloikis, be one. Then the Medrash continues and brings the psukim in the Haftarah of Yosef and Yehuda, lost the love, calling back together with the two pieces of wood. Medrash brings all the psukim. Then the Medrash says, what did Yaakov want to tell them? He wanted to tell them about the Mapala of Goyg u'Magrig. Yehuda says he wanted to tell them about Benyamin Samikdash. So Rav Zaitchik in Kol Tzifayach that the Medrash is all saying one Nekuda. If someone is looking for himself, someone's out for what he wants, then there'll never be Achdus, there'll never be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll never Rachman al-Tzam be a Mapal of Goyg u'Magoyg. Like it says, famous Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Ches, the Taiva Yivakesh Nifrad. People that are looking for Taiva, Yivakesh, that's what he's searching for, Nifrad, there'll be separation. Rabbeinu Yonah says, someone who's looking to go after his Taivas, he can never get along with someone else because everybody has their own Taivas. You could have 250 people who want to bring the Ketairis in time of Kerach. Each one has his own agenda. They'll never ever be Shalom. Rashi brings in this week's parasha that when the Bnei Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim, it says, Kol Nefesh Yitzirach Yaakov. Nefesh Lashin Yochid. Even though there were 70 people that are called Nefesh. Says Rashi, but by Esav, where there were 6 Nefashis and moved from Eric Yisrael to Har Seir, 6 Nefashis, it says Nefashis. Why? Says Rashi, Esav, his 6 people, each had a different agenda. They lived by Taivas. Each was searching for something else. They're Nefashis. But Klai Yisrael, even though there's 70 people, and there's 70 different paths, and 70 different Menhagim, but they're all looking for the Rabbi Yisraelim together. They're one goal. One goal. And therefore it's Nefesh. Memela, he says, that's what shot when the Medrash of Rav Zaitchik, we'll go back to Rav Zaitchik, he says, that's why it starts with, the Medrash begins, he also says, is Lashon to retire yourselves. Be retire yourselves from your Taivis, from your personal Ritzinus. Because as long as you're involved in your Taivis and Ritzinus, you will not get to Achdus. Everybody's going to be maybe religious, orthodox, but they're going to be having different goals. But if you have one goal, and that's the Rabbi Shalom and the Rabbi Shalom's Torah, that's really what you're focused on, then there'll be a real Asifa, a real Aguda. Goy Gemogib will fall, and you'll be Zechet to Beis HaMikdash, because that could come from Achdus. We mentioned in the past, from the Sefer Chaim Sheyesh Bem, brings a beautiful story, the legend, that Napoleon's army was camping outside Volozhin, everybody packed out of Volozhin, all the Goyim, all the Yidden, they're very scared. And one of the generals took a walk in the middle of the night. He was trying to find somebody. And he saw there was only one light on. Everybody was in the dark or they had ran away. Scared. And he walks in. It was Rav Chaim Volozhin's house. He sees a very holy Jew sitting and studying, not concentrating on anything else except the Sefer in front of him. And this guy clears his throat very loud. Told Rav Chaim Volozhin, looked up. He said, how can I help you? He said, My master wants to meet you. So they took him to Napoleon, and Napoleon saw the Heilig of Chaim Volozhiner, we just said the Vart from before, from Ruach Chaim, and he said to him, tell me, Jew, you're supposed to be a wise man, a holy man, please, I'd like to hear your true opinion. Am I going to win the war or not? We said the story before. And Ruach Chaim Volozhiner, who felt he was able to really speak his mind, told him, he said, I'll give you a mashal, what I think about your army. A prince once took a chariot and hitched 4 horses to the chariot. 4 amazing horses. One from Egypt, Egyptian, Arabian steed. One from all the way to the west, from the Wild West. One from France and one from Italy. He was traveling with these 4 horses. Then all of a sudden he got stuck in a deep mud, a mire, a deep quagmire. He was stuck. He couldn't get out. He was whipping one horse, whipping another horse, and it didn't help. Stuck inside. And all of a sudden he sees, rumbling through the forest, it's all broken vegala, with a simple farmer riding on it. with just three horses, three old Tzibrach and Alta horses leading and schlepping the wagon. And they also go through the mud, but they continue right through the mud, no problem. So the prince turns to this farmer and says, explain me, sir. I have four amazing horses. You have three Alta Schlepper horses. How do you manage to get through? So what did the farmer explain to him? He told him with great wisdom. He said, sir, yes, you have pure breeds from Egypt, from the West, from France, from Italy, the best of their countries. When you whip one of those horses, the horses don't join together. Adirabba. They rejoice to see this other horse getting beaten. They're laughing at him. They're smiling. But my horses, my three horses, is a mother and two kids. They work together. If one of them gets hit, the other one feels the pain. Chaim Volozhin continued and said to Napoleon, sir, your majesty, you have a tremendous army made up of all different countries, all different nationalities, from Austria, from Prussia, from Spain, from Italy, who joined your French army. Everybody wants to be the victor. Everybody wants to be the one who praises are sung about. You have a problem. You have a lack of unity. But the Russians, maybe they're poor, maybe they're weak. You're going to fight against them. But they have one goal, to protect their, what's it called, motherland. And therefore, they will probably be victorious. I'm not sure about you. With achdus, with unity, with one purpose, we can succeed. Everybody has their own agenda, chas v'shalom, we can fall apart. Brings, of course, the famous medrash in this week's parsha that says that Yaakov saw the agolis and he rejoiced. Unlike Rashi's and other sheets in the medrash, that he saw the agolis of the Mishkan. Yaakov saw the agolis of the Mishkan and he rejoiced. Why? What does that do for him? So he brings from the Aruch HaNer, who explained that Yaakov was very concerned about the achdus of the Shvatim. But by the Nesiim, even though there were 12 Nesiim, each brought their own karma, each had their own mahalach, but there were only six agolis brought. Every two Nesiim shared an agola together, which showed that they understood the importance of achdus. And when Yaakov got this message from Yosef, that us brothers are back together, we're ba'achdus, that's what made Yaakov rejoice. But the chi ruach Yaakov avim, there was no pirur, there's no sinna. We might have different ways. We have 12 shvatim, 12 ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 12 completely different ways, but we have the same goal, and that's to serve the Rabbi Shalom. And Meir Shapiro spoke once, Meir Shapiro from Lublin, when he was trying to promote the Daf Yomi, he said, I have one Yid from Lita, another one from Romania, another one from Poland. They have one language with the same Jew who lives in Morocco, France, South Africa, South America. One thing, Torah unites them all together. Take a look at the Gemara itself, he said. The Gemara was written in Babel. Rashi wrote his Pirush in France, the Rif in Morocco, the Rush in Germany, and the Mashar in Poland. One Daf Gemara, there's one goal, unites everybody together. So if we're focused on our Minhagim, and on our Yarmulkes, and on our Nusach and Davening, if that's the focus and that's the goal, then Chas v'Shalom, there won't be Achdus. So here in this Haftarah, when it's speaking about Achdus, it has to say, Mishpata Yilechu, Chukaisa Yishmru, stay focused on doing the mitzvahs for the Rabbi Yishalalim. If that's what you stay focused on, like it says earlier, Pitihati Oysam, purified from their Taivis, Taivi Yavakish Nifad, there'll always be Preda. But if you get focused on clearing yourself from Taivis, and focus on just serving the Rabbi Yishalalim, and realize that's the goal, then of course, V'charati Lehem Bris Shalom. V'hayim Mishkani Aleim, V'yisi Lechem, Lehem Lelehim, V'him Yil La'am. You focus on, this is the Rabbi Shalom, you're my nation. Then it's possible to have Achdus to come back together. Rabbi Shalom should help. Mirt Hashem next year, Asar B'Teves, Shmiya Yom Tif, no more Sinas Chinam, no more Vajazar Gilei Shvichas Damim. She focused on the Rabbi Shalom, what does the Rabbi Shalom want? And then of course the tremendous Mardik HaKoyach of Achdus will bring the Geula, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen, Shabbos.